Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here, 18th floor on Wacker Drive. Here until 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, and Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's 2 for Tuesday.
Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday.
Although I don't know, what's the other song? Is it going to be the... is it going to be the foreign language version of 99... Would it be 99 Luftballoons?
Stay tuned, everybody.
Okay. Because Nana only had one hit. That's 99 Red Balloons. So, welcome back, everybody. Yeah. So, we have here some of the more ridiculous things that you can be fined for in every state. And I'll start with, let's just start with Illinois, shall we, Dan?
Sure.
This is just weird. A lot of these are ridiculous. Did you know, Esmeralda, that you can be fined for letting someone sleep in a bakery here in Illinois?
I mean, I think that would go bad for both parties.
Illinois law dictates that you cannot sleep in a bakery, kitchen, creamery, or cheese factory.
Creamery?
Yeah. You also can't allow your employees to sleep on the job, according to the state. The fine is unclear, however.
The fine amount
is unclear.
Interesting.
We have so many creameries here in Illinois.
The wife and kids and I went to the Lincoln Park Zoo yesterday on the day off, and we made it just in time for the cows to be milked, so we thought of you and your... massive milk consumption, because there was a lot of milk coming out of that cow.
Oh, yeah?
They say what they did with it?
No, but, you know, we were debating, like, you know, do they donate, you know, pasteurize it and then donate it to, like, a local food shelter or something. That's our hope.
So they milk cows at the...
Yeah, they've got a barn, mm-hmm. like a farm barn within the zoo. Where they have the horses and the pigs and the chickens and things like that. And they've got a couple cows, and they walk them in and hook on the suction devices.
And then
there it goes.
There you go.
Yeah, then, it smells in there.
I would imagine. I would imagine.
Like money. So my grandpa, Harold Vaughn, always said that's the smell of money.
Oh, yeah? The smell of money.
Yeah, he had a dairy farm.
He had a dairy farm?
Yeah, he did.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Nick is a huge fan of your grandfather.
I've got to tell you, right now, I happen to be a fan of dairy products, right. particularly milk.
Was this the same side that called you Bo Weasel, Bo Fusus, or whatever?
No, that was his son, my uncle. That called me Ichnachno Bohetus. That was his name for me when I would mess up something on the farm.
Right. Ichnachno Bohetus?
You got it.
Have you ever milked a cow, Vic?
I have not, no. He got out of the dairy business and got into corn farming, so by the time I got around him.
Mm.
My mom, though, yeah, she was raised on the dairy farm. Her brother's chores were to clean up the, you know, the mess at the end of the day, and her job was mainly in the kitchen. And I guess it was the 60s, 50s, yeah, when she was growing up.
Yeah, my mom, they milked their cow and drank it. They literally milked the cow into the cup and drank the cup.
Mm.
I mean, that was their morning milk.
Yeah, they drank their milk as well from the cows they had.
Yeah, ditto. My grandma made butter.
How is it possible that all of us have backgrounds with ancestors who had farms?
Well, think about the times. I mean there were a lot more right? farmers then, you know.
Yeah.
Times have changed.
Yeah.
It's all corporate, huge corporations now. The little, you know, family farms and family dairies are disappearing, sadly.
Mm. Wow.
And that's how they eat, you know. I mean, the chickens with the eggs and the milk. And...
Right. Wow, okay. So, but don't fall asleep in a bakery or a creamery. Don't do that. All right, in Alabama, you can get fined for throwing confetti in the city of Mobile. Mobile, Alabama might be the birthplace of Mardi Gras, but that doesn't mean you can carry and toss confetti to celebrate. The glittery stuff is illegal to use or sell within the city or police jurisdiction under Alabama littering code, according to the private legal publisher Moody Code. Throwing confetti results in a $16 fine and $106 in court costs, according to the city code. The party poopers. Why can't we throw confetti? In Alaska, you can be fined for speaking too loudly. Do you have a habit of talking loudly to get your point across? You'll have to take it down a notch in Fairbanks, where it's a crime to speak so loudly that you offend someone enough to make them leave the vicinity.
Well, V and I can't go there.
That would be considered disturbing the peace, according to city code. In Alaska, penalties for disorderly conduct, including disturbing the peace, could entail in a fine up to $2,000 or 90 days in jail. That seems pretty extreme, right? Just for talking too loud, 90 days in jail, two grand? In Arizona, you can't spit on the sidewalk. You could be fined. If you spit publicly in the city of Goodyear, whether on a public walkway, street, park, or the ground, you could face up to 6 months in jail and a $2,500 fine. You could also forget about spitting on the floor inside of a public building. Who's going to spit on the floor inside a public building? Why would anybody do that? They should be fined if they do that.
Maybe somebody taken to court for spitting on a sidewalk and being like, this is ridiculous.
And then spit right in the courtroom?
Yep.
Right to jail. Okay, this is just ridiculous. Arkansas, you could be fined for playing more than 25 free games of pinball.
Like if you win?
Here's what the explanation. I don't understand this at all. Arkansas is particular about its pinball rules. For one, a winning player can only have 25 free games. Additionally, coin-operated pinball machines and similar devices cannot take more than one coin. That's a misdemeanor, punishable by up to $1,000 or a year in jail. So in other words, you can't load up the credits. That's what they're saying, right?
I guess
if you throw in a bunch of quarters, it loads up your credits. So you have to do it one quarter at a time.
But what if you keep winning?
You can only win 25 games.
That seems kind of nice. Give someone else a chance.
If just somebody's stuck on is standing behind you waiting to play their favorite pinball game. Okay. So watch out. Limit your pinball when you're in Arkansas. That's pretty weirdly specific. Well, a lot of these are weirdly specific in some fashion or another.
I just like to see what prompted it.
Yeah, that's the always...
What's the story behind this?
No, yeah, there's got to be some sort of, you know, precedent.
Somebody played way too many free games.
It's like, this guy's been playing pinball for 4 hours for free. Get him off the machine. Yeah. How about this one? In California, Esmeralda, you could be fined for allowing dogs to pursue bears or bobcats.
Hmm.
Dog owners, beware. Don't allow your four-legged companion to chase a bear or a bobcat. State law says that doing so is a misdemeanor. Dogs used by law enforcement officers are exempt, however. I like that it's just very specific to bears and bobcats.
Well, I mean, if you care for your pet, you wouldn't want them chasing,
after bobcats.
I mean, I'm sorry, but I think the bobcat will win.
Especially if you have a poodle. I'm going to have my little poodle chase after a bear. All right. Let's take a break here, and we've got more of these ridiculous fines that you can get. 312-981-7200. That's what I figured it was going to be. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. One artist, two songs. That's Nana with 99 Luftballons. 773 area code requested that. By the way, we have a couple more openings here if you want to jump in for your two for Tuesday. Get in here and make your requests now. We got time for one more pair of songs here for two for Tuesday. And we would love to get you in here. So sneak in here, text or call 312-981-7200. Two for Tuesday, 312-981-7200. Okay. All right, we're back to some of these weird laws and weird fines that you can get when you're traveling across the country. You just want to make sure you know what you're getting yourself into. Like, for instance, in Colorado, you could get fined for placing upholstered furniture outside the home. Unless your furnishings are specifically upholstered for outside use, the city of Boulder considers it illegal to keep them in the yard. If caught, you'll wind up paying the removal and disposal fee as well as a $25 for administrative costs. What does that mean? Administrative costs. What does that mean? Yeah. People don't, I mean, unless it's like patio furniture, do people actually have like couches and stuff outside? I guess some people do, right?
I was wondering if it meant like being thrown out, you know what I mean? And or left out on the curb so somebody else would take it.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that probably is what it means. I thought maybe just in the front yard, let's put a couch out in the front yard and we can sit down on it, hang out on a couch. In Connecticut, you could be fined for having more than 4 amusement devices per arcade. What's going on with this? With the arcade rules?
What a boring arcade.
Yeah.
Can I have 4?
Carrie texted in and said there's a lot of pinball rules in many states because back then it was considered a game of chance, just like a slot machine, and regulated as such.
I see. An arcade in Rocky Hill, Connecticut should not have more than 4 mechanical amusement devices, including coin slot operated machines and pinball machines, according to the city's government ordinance. The way the law is written, video games might be fine, but that could just be because the law is outdated. Violators could face $25 per day fine. So you can only have this. That's not much of an arcade, right? You have four games? Can you legally even call yourself an arcade at that point? Would you just say, oh, this is fantastic. These 4 games are awesome. Dan, did you ever hang out in an arcade?
Yes and no. There was a couple, you know, that I went to a few times. And I know actually there's one just off of Milwaukee now that just open in Niles, but my big claim to fame was there was one in the Hip,
Aladdin's Castle.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Don't know where it's located, that Hip, but and they would have birthday parties there after the mall shut down. So, like, if the mall, you know,
they shut the mall down, and then
if your birthday party went from 8 to 10, let's say the mall shut down at 9. And so you were allowed to stay there, play video games all you want, you know, for that period of time.
Wow.
And then at 10 o'clock, a security guard would escort you out of the mall, which would be completely empty at that point.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that was my birthday 1 year. So that was pretty fun.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I used to go to Aladdin's Castle at the Hip. That was one of the regular arcades. Then there was one on... right by the Belmont, the red / brown line stop at Belmont and Sheffield. I want to say that was Dave's. And then there was also one on Western by Lane Tech. There was another one then. Now, we used to play pinball when I was young. You know, the video games were, you know, they started to get pretty big right around that time. But back when I was a kid, we used to play, I mean, it was almost all exclusively pinball. Dan, do you remember the one at Belmont and Sheffield?
I do not.
There's one right there. There was also one, like I said, on Western, not far from Lane Tech. We used to go to those all the time. But they had more than 4 amusement items, though. These were like real arcades. So, Esmeralda, did you guys have an arcade in J-Town?
In the mall, but it was, you know, just a basic no-name arcade.
Mm-hmm.
My dad would give me money, and we I would just hang out at the arcade. Just
hang out at the arcade playing more than four games, though?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's packed.
Yeah.
How much of that time was used playing Street Fighter?
My game of choice was the Ninja Turtles game.
Oh.
That game ruled.
The Ninja
Yeah, and I can never get past, like, the first part where they take away April. So.
Oh.
Which is, like, right in the beginning.
Yeah, I never played that game. But that was it, Dan, you were good at that one?
I wasn't good at it, but I loved it.
Well, what games were your favorite?
Arcade-wise, NBA Jam, which was a 2-on-2 game. And its claim to fame was that if you got three shots in a row, you were in fuego and the ball would catch fire in the graphics. They also had really massive head on normal sized bodies. So you could see, because it was an NBA sanction. So besides Jordan, who had his own game, you could see BJ Armstrong's facial features. And so he's running down the court with a huge head and a little body. And that was awesome.
Okay. I used to, I was never really, I played a lot of pinball, and then as far as arcade video games go, Galaga was my game. Galaga was the one game that I was really, really good at. Played it all the time, and Miss Pac-Man. I like Miss Pac-Man better than regular Pac-Man. Miss Pac-Man's a better game, I think. But those were the two favorites of mine, especially Galaga. Galaga was just... That was the game that I played all the time. We used to play at the corner of Irving and Central. There was like a hot dog joint there, which is now a Little Caesars and a 7-Eleven. But it was just this one. It was just like a regular sort of like you get, hamburgers and hot dogs and stuff there. And they used to have like a little arcade room with like four games. So they wouldn't get in trouble with the law because there were only four games in there. But we played Galaga and Miss Pac-Man there all the time after school. We'd get off at Luther North and then just go over there right on the corner. I don't remember the name of the place. But it was right on the corner of Irving and Central across from Portage Park. But I don't remember the name. All right, how about this? In Delaware, it's illegal to sell pet fur. You could be fined. Never use pet hair as monetary leverage in Delaware. It's a Class B misdemeanor to sell, barter, or offer the fur of a domestic dog or cat, according to the state government website. This also includes selling any product made from the hair, which could result in a fine of $2,500 and a ban on owning a dog or cat for 15 years. Who's going to buy fur from a cat or a dog?
What if you sell it, undercover, telling people it's something else?
Yeah. I don't know. It just seems weird to me. All these seem weird. Okay. All right. We got to take a break here. We got the news coming up, and then, and we'll talk more about these weird laws and these weird fines that you can get. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk, text, and at 2 for Tuesday. All right. News is up after this. It's 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday. One artist, two songs. That's, of course, The Police. 847 area code requesting Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic. And happy to hear that on a Tuesday morning. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio here. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here. And we're here until 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich coming up at 5 with the opening bell. And the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It is Tuesday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We've been talking about weird laws and weird fines that you could get in different parts of the country. We got a bunch of texts that have come in. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. C 773 area code Times Square, Broadway and Diversey, across from Rinaldi's. Yeah, I remember that place. 502 area code. My favorite arcade game was Tempest and any pinball down here in Louisville. Tempest was a fun game. 574 area code says Galaga totally rules. 773 area code. In Tinley Park, there was an arcade across from the Bremen Theater. We played Asteroids, Tron, Lunar Lander, and Space Invaders. What's Lunar Lander? Anybody know what Lunar Lander is? Dan?
Looking it up now.
I don't know what Lunar Lander is. Lunar Lander.
Say that five times fast.
It's okay.
Atari 1979, player controls a lunar landing module as viewed from the side and attempts to land safely on the moon. The player burns fuel points to rotate the module and fires a thruster to counteract gravity, earning points based upon the skillfulness and difficulty of the landing.
Wow.
Wow.
Thinking man's game.
That's right.
Game resets the module after every successful landing or crash with a new landing terrain and ends when the player runs out of fuel.
Wow, the Bremen Town Theater, right across from the Bremen Town Theater. I saw a movie there. I dated a girl who lived in Tinley Park for a little while. And we used to hang out in Tinley Park every once in a while. So a bunch of us went. And it seemed like, you know, the Bremen Town Mall was one of those malls that was like, at one point, just deserted. You know what I'm talking about?
Like, yeah, we had one of those.
You know, like all the stores are closed down. There's like three things that are open. Mm-hmm. There's like no food court.
And they're really depressing things.
Really depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ours had a scrunchie heaven.
It only sold scrunchies?
Yeah.
An entire store that just sold scrunchies?
Yep. And a Foot Locker.
Wow.
It was the weirdest place.
That's the best mall sounding ever.
It was the saddest mall.
Yeah, no, this mall in Bremen Town in Tinley Park was pretty sad. This was like in the 80s.
Mm.
And we went there, a bunch of us went, and the theater was inside the mall. Mm-hmm. The movie theater was inside the mall. But everything else, like I said, everything was boarded up or closed. They had the gates down.
Oh.
You know, and half the lights were out
in
the mall. And we went in there and we saw this movie called Demons.
What was that?
It was awesome. It's a crazy Italian horror movie. And in it, it all takes place in a movie theater.
And this was playing?
Yeah, and you know what? If I remember correctly, the reason why we went out there was because that was like one of the only theaters it was playing in.
Well, good job, Bremington.
And we wanted to see it because it was an Italian horror movie and it was demons and stuff. So the plot of the movie, because the theater, you know, we went in and it was like dark in the theater, and like I said, the whole mall was like deserted.
Mm-hmm.
And there were like five of us went to go see this movie, and we were the only ones in the theater. The plot of the movie is about people in a movie theater who turn into demons and start killing each other.
Oh, boy. Were you all scared?
It was cool. But to be in, like, a deserted mall in a weird, dark theater and see that, it's just very strange. I mean, it was apropos. But, yeah, that's the movie with Demons. Classic Italian crazy horror movie.
Oh.
Real gross, disgusting, fantastic.
Good for you, Tinley Park.
Yeah. 815 area code says Tank Command. If you got good, you battled flying saucers.
Oh.
So you're just driving around in a tank and all of a sudden aliens show up?
I guess so. I was never good at any of those games.
No?
I loved playing arcade games, but no.
You were never good at them?
No. Terrible.
408 area code says there's a pinball arcade in downtown Joliet. 32 pinball machines, a dozen video arcade games, and foosball.
Really? Where? Downtown. There's downtown, nothing there.
Downtown Joliet, man.
Just an arcade, apparently.
You can play a little foosball. Mary from Roselle said, was that Sammy's on the corner? That's it. At Irving and Central. Yes, Mary. It was called Sammy's. That's where we would play our video games. All right. Esmeralda, you know you can get fined in Florida for doing?
What's that?
Throwing dwarves. Apparently, dwarf tossing was once a popular bar game in Florida. In fact, the state banned the practice of tossing people with dwarfism in 1989. If caught participating in this activity, you could be fined $1,000. One lawmaker tried to reverse the law in 2011, claiming that the government shouldn't decide how people make a living.
Wow.
Somebody actually wanted to reverse that. Good God. All right, in Georgia, you can be fined for whistling in public.
Jeez.
In Athens, Clark County, it's unlawful to create noise that's audible from a distance of 300 feet and more beyond property limits. The rule applies 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and 7 a.m. to midnight on weekends.
300 feet. How far would that be from, like, how much?
I don't know.
Would you say?
I don't know.
That seems like a lot. Like, how loud are you whistling?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Maybe this rule is there for a reason. Loud whistlers.
In particular, one cannot shout, hoot, sing, or whistle on public streets, sidewalks, or any private property. Violators will face a $1,000 fine.
Jeez.
You can't hoot? No shout? No sing? No whistle?
No hooting?
Because I like to hoot.
What about hollering?
I guess it's not here. Unless they say shout is the same thing as hollering.
I'm going to take it to court.
That's it.
Like, I can holler. Nothing in the rules against that.
Hawaii says not wearing your seatbelt unless you're in a pickup truck. Hawaii's universal seatbelt law requires everyone riding in a vehicle to buckle up, whether sitting in the front or back. If not, you'll pay a ticket ranging from $102 to $112. That part of the law might not seem strange, but Hawaii also says you can go sans seatbelt if you're sitting in the bed of a pickup truck, which is legal when there is no seating in the cab vehicle, when the side racks are securely attached and the tailboard or tailgate is securely closed. So you can just sit in the back of the bed of a pickup truck.
Well, that's nice.
Bounce around like a nut. Idaho, you could be fined for grating and packing potatoes incorrectly. Well, of course.
Wow. In Idaho, I mean, yeah, they take it seriously.
Yeah, they take it very seriously. Misrepresenting the potato when it comes to grating or packaging in Idaho will get you slapped with a fine of up to $500 in jail time. All potatoes should be the same; should be of the same variety and nearly the same shape and size, though up to 6% in a container can vary a grade.
Wow. Yeah, I would like to see how do you disrespect the potato? Right. What do you do to it?
You yell at it?
Yeah.
You're a bad potato.
Just yelling at a box of potatoes. I think they will take you away for other reasons, not just for disrespecting the potato.
How about this? In Indiana, we've already discussed Illinois. In Indiana, you could be fined for sniffing glue for excitement.
That's good. No, that's a good one.
What?
You really should have that.
Some enjoy the aromas of candles and fresh flowers, and others apparently find pleasure in glue. According to Indiana law, sniffing glue for pleasure or to get high could cost you up to $1,000. The statute clearly says any person who inhales or ingests the fumes of glue or other substances commits a Class B misdemeanor.
Yeah, it's not good.
For sniffing glue for excitement as opposed to what? Sniffing glue for what?
Well, if you accidentally sniff glue.
Yeah.
Working on a big project.
Iowa. You could be fined for using a deceased person's handicap permit. That makes sense to me.
Right. That's fraud, isn't it?
Yeah. If you had access to a handicap parking permit, would you use it? If the answer is yes, avoid traveling to Iowa. You could face a $200 fine if it's caught using a permit you don't need. According to an ABC affiliate in the state, Iowa's Department of Transportation stopped issuing lifetime handicap parking permits earlier this year in an effort to end misuse. Permits now expire after 5 years.
I think that's everywhere. You can't misuse a...
Yeah, I mean, that would be my guess.
I think that law is everywhere.
Kansas, it's you can be fined for hunting rabbits from a motorboat or a helicopter.
I mean, come on.
A helicopter?
That's not fair.
Think of all of the vehicles that you want to use to try and catch a rabbit.
Maybe they're very giant rabbits. Like maybe it's the ones from
Night of the Lepus. Yeah. Whether it's a hare, deer, or fowl, the rule explicitly states that it's unlawful to, quote, take any game animal or fur-bearing animal from a motorboat, airplane, motor vehicle, or other water, air, or land vehicle. Upon second wildlife violation, you could be charged up to $250, according to the Kansas office. So there you go.
It seems weird to do it from a motorboat.
Yeah, rabbit?
Yeah, to try to shoot from water.
Doesn't make any sense. Is that where you, I mean, let's go find some rabbits in the lake.
I guess they wouldn't, the rabbits wouldn't think that the people on the lake were going after them.
Maybe that's what it was.
So maybe they get really close to the water.
And think, we're safe here.
Yeah.
Until
people from boats don't shoot us.
Till motorboat man comes along, starts blowing away rabbits. I like the idea that the helicopter use is because of Night of the Lepus. That's what I would like to believe.
Giant rabbits.
That in Kansas they have giant lepuses.
But you can't shoot them from a helicopter.
Nope. Even though they're bigger than Volkswagens and stuff. That movie is hilarious. You ever see that movie, Dan? Night of the Lepus?
Have not.
Oh man, it's classic. Classic. So stupid. And a lot of footage from that movie is inexplicably used in Natural Born Killers. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I don't know where the hell Oliver Stone came up with the idea, but there are scenes in the movie, you know, because it's a very...
Just rabbits?
The slow-motion giant rabbits from Night of the Lepus are in the movie.
Interesting.
Because, I mean, it's Natural Born Killers, in my opinion, worst movie ever made. And so it's, you know, obviously it's pretentious, and he's trying to be all, you know, Oliver Stone is all trying to be, like, you know, weird and experimental. And then suddenly I'm watching the movie. I remember when I saw Natural Born Killers, I was like, that's footage from Night of the Lepus. What?
Well, also you're thinking it's a giant rabbit.
Yeah. But I immediately recognized it as Night of the Lepus because it was a movie I saw when I was a kid and it stayed with me.
Mm-hmm.
And there aren't a lot of movies about giant slow motion rabbits.
Right. How would they even kill people?
They ate them.
They're so, oh. Because I was thinking if you got crushed under their paws,
well,
it'd be so soft.
They crushed, like, cars and stuff in the movie.
Man.
And it was all in slow motion. Like, anytime they showed the rabbits, it was in slow motion. I'm not sure what the creative choice was there.
Well, rabbits don't go that fast, do they? The wild ones do. But
No, they go.
But, like, the fat ones.
You mean lepus-sized?
No. The ones, you know, that people have that they own.
Like pets.
Yeah, those just kind of...
Yeah, I guess.
Sit there.
As long as they got pellets.
Right.
All right, we got a break here for weather and traffic. Oh, the greatest. The police, 847 area code, 2 for Tuesday. Don't stand so close to me. Yeah. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And we're back, and we're talking about weird fines that you can get for breaking certain laws in certain places. Like in Kentucky, Esmeralda, you could get fined for dyeing a duckling blue.
Just blue?
All the
other colors are fine?
Before you dye your livestock in Kentucky, you should understand the rules. You are not allowed to dye a duckling and offer it for sale unless it's a group of six, according to the Kentucky government website. The law extends to dyeing any live baby chicks, ducklings, or fowl, or rabbits. Violating this rule could get you a fine of $100 to $500.
So you can dye them blue. It's got to be six of them.
Right. Still doesn't make any sense.
Got it.
Okay. In Louisiana, you can get fined for sending pizza as a prank. That makes sense, right?
Yeah. No, that's a good law.
Unless given as a gift, don't prank a friend by sending a pizza to his or her house. This could end up costing you more than the price of laughs, $500 to be exact.
Although that means that the friend ratted you out.
Yeah.
Because who else is going to... Oh, man.
In Maine, you can be fined for erecting billboards on highways. Well, it's a good thing that's not true in Missouri, because we just learned about that from the movie last year, where you can put three billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri. Let's see. So in Maine is actually one of several states where highway billboards are illegal. According to the state's government page, you could face a fine of $500 for violating this law.
Hmm.
No billboards.
Wow.
Okay. 773 area code sends a text that says, I missed the arcade at North Pier Terminal. That X-Men game was addictive. Okay. 312 area code says a bar at Grand and Halstead has marks for measurements on the building from the dwarf tossing days.
Wow.
Grand and Halstead.
Is that Richards?
That's what the corner is, right? Grand and Halstead?
It's around there.
There's a Richards, and then there's the place that's next to it, too.
Yeah.
Which is a divier bar than Richards.
I imagine it's that place.
It's probably that place. It's got an entrance on both Halstead and Grand.
Yeah.
So it's probably, I would imagine it's that. I don't think it's Richards.
No. Richards is classier than that.
Yeah. 815 area code says 300 feet is one football field. So you can't.
Oh, that's, geez.
You can't whistle.
That is some loud whistling.
Yeah.
And hooting.
Yeah, 408 area code says the arcade's name in downtown Joliet is Chicago Street Pinball Arcade.
Wow.
Near the corner of Chicago and Cass.
I'm going to have to take a trip down there. I looked it up. It's near the Chicken and Spice.
Okay. The
place is super good.
Chicken and Spice?
Yeah. They do these chicken chunks, which is just like breast meat, and then the dough.
Is it deep fried?
Yeah. Oh. Real crunchy.
That sounds good. Mm. Canadian Bill said, in British Columbia, it's illegal to kill a Sasquatch.
I mean, they're pretty much extinct, aren't they?
Kill a Sasquatch as if there's like a ton of Sasquatch running around?
No, there's not that many. That's why you can't kill them.
P.S. I was in New York last week and had a dill pickle slushy, and it was awesome. Okay, Canadian Bill.
From Sonic, I'm assuming?
I don't know. Because it's not exclusive to New York. I
New York's going crazy and making their own slushies.
Their own
pickle slushies.
Pickle slushies. Utah, you could be fined for serving beer from a keg.
All right.
In Tennessee, sharing your Netflix password.
In Tennessee?
Yeah. Ugh. In Washington, you could be fined for killing Bigfoot or Sasquatch. What's going on with this?
Where is that?
Washington.
State?
Yeah. All right.
I mean, there's not that many.
And then in Nevada, you could be fined for throwing things from a chairlift.
Oh, the skiing things? I mean, that makes sense. Come on.
You don't want to drop stuff on people's heads.
Yeah, don't throw things from the chairlift.
All right. Hey, Dan, what do we got coming up tomorrow?
We have the winner of the 48-Hour Film Festival.
Ah, the winner of the 48-Hour Film Festival will be here live in studio.
Very cool.
And then we'll see you tomorrow, Wild Card Wednesday as well. All right. Let's take a break. We got the news is coming up next.